Hey, let's talk Sioux Falls Storm football. The opener, 10 days away. And the head coach, Curtis Riggs, joins us on the fan line. Hey, coach, good afternoon.
I guess.
You went to Sioux City last Friday, a little exhibition game with the Bandits. Final score was 24-9, Sioux Falls. Did you like the way it was set up for you on Friday?
Yeah, it went well. I mean, it gave us a very good chance to evaluate a lot of the players that we had in camp. I mean, we played majority of newcomers to the team, and it gave us a chance to kind of see what they can do in a game-like situation.
You played the game as a real game then? You didn't have any special rules at all?
You know, the one rule, we said you couldn't rush on kicks because Sioux City had three or four kickers they were trying out, and it didn't go very well for them. I really felt for their coaching staff because they just couldn't find one out of all the ones they were attempting to evaluate. But we didn't rush, so that way they could have a chance to take a look at those kids. And
sure.
And we didn't want anyone rushing at Parker either as he was kicking. We didn't blitz. We tried to make sure that our quarterbacks were protected when they were playing.
Chris Dixon, Martavius Young got the playing time. Kind of assess how they looked in the exhibition game.
Chris looked very good. You could see right away the competitive nature take over as we started to get into the game right away, and he wanted to continue to play, and we gave him very few reps. But then Martavius, too, after his first series of the game, he settled down, and he came in and played very well to finish out the game.
Got a couple of touchdown passes to Jeremiah Oates. Nice to see him get some action. What about Jeremiah? What's he going to mean to this club this year?
Well, that's a good question. We're very deep at receiver, and Jeremiah definitely, showed in the preseason game that he's one that can make plays and is going to be competing for a job. And there's going to be some very tough decisions because, that's a spot where we have some very big guys. Physically, the CRNC kid is 6'6" and a half. Guys like Judd Harold, 6'5" and a half. And, James Terry's at about 6'4". And then you got Jeremiah's at 6'3". And then you have some guys that bring the quickness but don't have the size. So It's going to be kind of which way we want to look at attacking teams, and hopefully we can get as many of them on the roster as possible.
And it doesn't help that you can only have 24 players. In 10
that makes
days.
It really tough. Yeah, it does. We met as a staff the next day and just kind of mapped out for the roster what we would want to keep, how many at each position, and then which guys we knew for sure we wanted to find a way to get them on the roster. And then we still have a few guys coming into camp, and I think you guys will find out soon, some local players that we've been able to get in to come in now join the Sioux Falls Storm, and I think it's been a long time coming, but we're able to start to draw some of this local talent again, and I think fans will be excited by it.
He's Curtis Riggs, head coach, Sioux Falls Storm, as they get ready to start the season February 21st when the Nebraska Danger come to town. What did were some guys that you were impressed with that for the exhibition last Friday? The guys that may make the team because of what they did on Friday?
Well, there's some guys that'll make the team, and then some guys that made it really tough on us, too, that may not make the team. I think we have a very good group of defensive backs right now. And, one kid that really stands out is a kid named Jermaine Robinson, who was a four-year starter at Toledo, who's 6'3" and a half, and he can play free safety, strong safety. He could go out at corner if we need him to. He is a very skilled athlete, and I would not be surprised at all if once he gets into the flow of the game and a rotation with our defense, because we have a lot of veteran defensive backs, that he gets an opportunity to play at another level, either the CFL or gets into an NFL camp.
Mm-hmm. Sioux City is in the Champions Professional Indoor Football League. You've seen some of that talent. Can you compare what the Champions League is compared to the IFL?
Well, you know, I don't want to be negative, but a lot of their players are players that can no longer play in the IFL, and they go and finish out. They want to keep playing, but they can't quite play at that competitive nature for the IFL, so they go and finish out at the CPIFL. You know, the one kid that stood out for them was Lorenzo Brown, and Lorenzo Brown could still play for us. It was just other circumstances to why we didn't bring him back. You know, I think it's a great place to play. It's a great environment. I really wish they were still in our league. I think it would be, you know, just a strong rivalry that would be rekindled. The preseason game doesn't quite bring that same atmosphere and feel to it, but it still was good to get in there again and play.
You will do it again next year, this time in Sioux Falls?
Next year it'll be the first game, actually, in our new facility.
Can't wait. By the way, the old facility, you haven't even practiced in there yet, right?
We have not, but we will get to
before the first game.
It'll be an odd situation. We'll be able to get in there next week and practice, and we'll try to take full advantage of that.
With only 10 days to go, are you guys meeting every day? Practices every day? How are you guys getting ready for February 21st?
Well, the guys actually, they have today off, and that's more of a preparation for the coaching staff. And then we were Sunday, Monday, today off. We'll go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and then game week preparation. You know, the game's on a Friday night, so we kind of have to change things around a little bit. But Nebraska's coming. They have a lot of veteran guys back. And then, you know, somehow they're able to draw a lot of NFL talent to Grand Island, Nebraska, which I don't know if maybe they send them, you know, some type of magazine from San Diego, California, and tell them it's Grand Island, but they're able to convince a lot of these kids that probably don't know quite what they're getting themselves into going to Grand Island, and they compile quite the roster.
Coach, you've been pretty high on the talent that is in the Indoor Football League. Do you think this year is going to be even better? We're going to see more pretty high talented players in this league?
Well, I think for some of the organizations, yes, I think you will. And then I think as some of the players maybe get to teams and they see that there's some that might lack a little bit of professionalism or it's not quite what they expected. And the win-loss records always dictate where agents want to send their guys to. Then it might lag a little bit, but I think the league overall is doing a nice job of not trying to just grow as fast as possible like we did in the old NIFL days. And I think they're trying to make sure that management's secure, teams are secure, and let's try to make this more of a marathon than a sprint.
See, Bemidji is the new team this year. They had a preseason exhibition game the other night. They won there. They're pretty excited up there in Bemidji. And I think they'll do okay up there.
I think communities like that are ideal. You know, communities like Grand Island, Bemidji. You know, I think Sioux Falls is probably one of the larger communities now in the IFL. Fort Collins, but it's more of outside of Fort Collins. And they don't always draw very well. And it's because the fans want to be outside at that time of the year. I think the league is kind of figuring out that, you know, bigger isn't always better.
Riggs Football Academy, you got something coming up where you need kids signing up for some big events there?
We got a lot going on. Yeah, we have what's called the 30-30, where the young kids come in for 30 minutes of football training and then get 30 minutes of power training. And we're doing a little display of that Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on the 15th. And then we have a big 7-on-7 tournament for our young kids on President's Day. And we have about 25 teams coming in for that. And then we have a high school combine. This is the first of the region. Sanford, the Power program and the Football Academy have teamed up to where we're going to offer a high school combine for current sophomore and juniors for the area college coaches to come in and watch these kids work out and do some football drill work in front of the coaches, and that way they can look to recruit some of these kids.
By the way, all the details at the website, Riggs Football Academy. Speaking of the Combine, I know you're working with Tyler Starr, the USD linebacker, has been invited to the NFL Combine. We wish him the best. Wish him the best. At least he's getting a chance to prove his athleticism to others.
And I think that's where he'll impress. And, you know, Tyler will go to the Combine, and then he'll actually come back, and he will perform at the Pro Day, which will be held at the field house this year. And so we'll have any USD, SDSU athletes that qualify that can come in and work out in front of the scouts, and Tyler Starr will be one of those there. And it's those opportunities for him to just let his stock rise and let people see him and give him the eyeball test, which he's definitely one to pass on that regard, and then have a chance to work out in front of him.
All right, got to get the season tickets here. Sioux Falls Storm football, again, 10 days away. Tickets available. Go to the Sioux Falls Storm website. Hey, Coach, thanks for the time.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You got her. All right, Curtis Riggs, head coach, Sioux Falls Storm. The season is 10 days away. Nebraska coming to Sioux Falls.